the white stuff left over after the fire is...
Mm-hmm. Those are the ashes.
Mm-hmm. And the part that comes out from the fireplace, I don't know.
It's a hearth.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that something that you can sit on or something that just extends from the fireplace?
My house, you can sit on it.
Okay. Now, there are things that hold up the logs, and they're like brass, and they look like that. What are they called?
They're called andirons.
Do you have other names for those?
No.
Okay.
Are there?
There are. But it's interesting because all up and down the eastern seaboard, there's all kinds of different names for them, like fire dogs and dog irons. And
is that right? Never heard those.
The big log that you put on a fire is called...
The big log that you put on a fire?
You never heard it called a backlog?
Mm.
Okay. How about the pieces of log that you split into little pieces?
No, that's the kindling.
Mm-hmm. And what do you burn in your fireplace mostly?
Mostly we burn the wood from the trees that we've cut down around here when we go to the mountains. Bill brings home oak because it's a nice long fire. We have pecan wood that we burn.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever burn that desert plant?
Mesquite? Mm-hmm. Not in the fireplace.
When you come home, you hang up your coat in the...
Well, I don't put it in the closet, but if I hung it up, that's where I would put it. I usually just throw it over the chair.
Hmm.
Or, as you well know, we have such pretty weather, we hardly ever wear a coat.
Right. We don't really wear coats. If there's a storage place above your house, that's called what?
The attic.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about a storage place, a room in the house where you'd put things that you're not using? What would you call that room?
I suppose you call it a storeroom.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The thing that covers a house is the...
The roof?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the things that bring the rainwater away from the roof are...
Gutters, if you have them.
If you have them. Now, in places where they have clapboard houses, they would need to put something on the outside maybe to protect it, or so they wouldn't have to keep painting it year after year.
Siding?
Mm-hmm. Do you have other words for siding, or just that?
Because clapboard is siding. No, I don't have any other words for
okay. The main ranch building would be called what?
The main ranch building. Where people live?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's the main house, the big house.
The big house.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And when you come in the house, you open the door, and the opposite of that is you...
Close the door.
Mm-hmm. Or another word for close is...
Shut. Mm-hmm. Or a slam, depending on your humor.
Right. Now, this right here that you can look out of is your...
My window.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's made out of...
Glass.
Mm-hmm. And if we lived in a place with tornadoes, you'd have to have what?
We'd have storm windows.
Or what would you build to, like, hide in from a tornado?
Well, you'd build a cellar, or you'd build a storm cellar.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And when you're getting ready in the morning, you look in the...
Mirror.
Mm-hmm. And Dorothy said, there's no place like...
Home.
And you sweep up with the...
Broom.
Mm-hmm. And this area right out here where the cars are parked, what do you call that?
Driveway.
Mm-hmm. You have something similar, but where people can sit outside in your back area?
My patio.
You call it a patio?
Mm-hmm.
Is that enclosed or is it open?
No, it's open.
Okay.
Uncovered.
Okay. Have you ever seen those window dressings that you pull down and then it rolls back up?
A window shade.
Mm-hmm. And your central heating unit, what's that called?
Heater.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you had a second story, you'd want to go up the
stairs.
Mm-hmm.